Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott of Cleveland's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. You ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. That sounds good. That makes sense. All right. So you're going to start the game. Please ask Jen to leave the room, and that will start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Scott.
There you go. You've done well so far, Scott. Excellent. So producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. Jen is in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. It is not for her. It is for you to answer 5 questions to the best of your ability. If you know them all, great. If you don't know any of them, that's fine, too. We're all friends here. Now, producer Stevie keeps track of the score. There is a timer involved, so you have to make sure you answer within the timed limit. Answer the questions to your best of your ability. There's going to be 5 questions. We begin the game with question number 1. Today is National Coffee Day, and there is a bunch of spots that are giving out free or inexpensive coffee and also deals all over the place. Our question to you, I hope, is simple. Do you go iced coffee or do you go hot coffee if you're a coffee drinker?
Hot coffee.
Let's go with hot coffee. Question number 2. Big news over the weekend is Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco. They are officially married. The wedding was in Santa Barbara this weekend. Now, as a solo record producer and songwriter, Benny Blanco became popular with his debut song with featured artists Halsey and also Khalid. What was the name of that song from 2018?
Oh, no,
That's all right. I'll let the timer run out, and we can move to question number 3. As Cleveland now has in Jose Ramirez Way. It's a street that connects Jose Ramirez Field to Clark Avenue. My question to you, Jose Ramirez with the Cleveland Guardians, does he play the infield or does he play the outfield?
Outfield.
All right, question number 4. Bad Bunny is going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. That was breaking news yesterday, which is going to take place in February on the 8th at Levi's Stadium in California. This actually is going to be the second time that he performs for the big show. The first time he graced the stage was as a guest performer during the 2020 halftime show that starred Jennifer Lopez and which other artist that is dubbed the Queen of Latin Music?
Beyonce.
All right, question number 5. The new action dramedy starring Leonardo DiCaprio, one battle after another, took first place at the North American box office this weekend. Which movie is the highest grossing movie domestically of the year of 2025 that starred Jack Black and also Jason Momoa? Oh, there's the timer on that one. Okay, Scott, we're going to see how you did with those 5 questions. We'll let you know how you did, and then we're going to ask Jen those same 5 questions. That's coming up in just over 4 minutes on Star 102. It's going to Continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. Scott of Cleveland did his job, answered five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui is now back into the studio. Producer Stevie, how did Scott do?
Scott got one.
Scott with one correct today, buddy.
All right, Scott.
All right, we're going to ask Jen the same five questions. We'll see if it holds up. We're going to begin with question number day. We're going to begin with question number one. I'm so excited because it's National Coffee Day. That's right.
No.
A bunch of spots giving out free or inexpensive coffee today. All sorts of deals. Our question to you, do you go iced or do you go hot?
Hot.
Stevie?
Iced. The only right answer.
We have Jen and Tim show instant poll up there. Hot or iced? I have no idea. I just posted it a few minutes ago to see how it does. I go hot in the morning, then later on if I grab something, it's always iced. So it's like one and one.
What's great is you're doing a lot of caffeine during the day.
Yes! Question number two, Selena Gomez and Betty Blanco are officially married. Wedding was in Santa Barbara this weekend. Now, as a solo record producer and songwriter, Betty Blanco became popular with his debut song, which featured artists Halsey and Khalid. What was the name of that song from 2018?
On the east side. Is it east side? West side? East side!
I like that you just want to vomit that you had to say east side for an answer.
Is it east side?
Which is correct!
Oh, my God.
We move to question number three. Cleveland now has an Jose Ramirez Way. It connects Jose Ramirez Field to Clark Avenue. Jen Tui.
Don't!
Jose Ramirez.
What? Stop!
Infield or outfield?
He is infield.
He is infield, absolutely.
They don't call me Sporty Jim for nothing!
So what base is he?
He is third baseman, Stevie. Is he?
That is the new game.
No, don't say.
We'll
what
break
base
it down even more instead of infield or outfield.
Well, I guess the base.
You got that one so quick
you
that
did.
It seems like you're ready.
That one I happen to be because
and
you're
also correct.
My son Max does love Jose Ramirez a lot.
We're gonna play around tomorrow during Trump to even name that base.
Do not play that.
Question,
that's enough for the week.
Question number four.
You've reached
playoffs.
Your...
We gotta have these questions all week.
No.
Name that base. What's the diameter of second base? It's either within 2 inches. Question number four. Bad Bunny's gonna headline the Super Bowl halftime show set to take place on February 8th at Levi's Stadium in California. By the way, this is gonna be the second time he performs on the big show. The first time he graced the stage was actually as a guest performer back in 2020 of the halftime show that starred Jennifer Lopez and which other artist dubbed the Queen of Latin Music?
Shakira.
It was Shakira. As we move to question number five, the new action dramedy starring Leonardo DiCaprio called One Battle After Another took first place at the North American box office over the weekend. Which movie is the highest grossing domestic movie of 2025 of the year? And it starred Jack Black and Jason Momoa.
Was it the, it was like a Mario one. Was it a Mario one? Or the Minecraft movie?
It was!
Yes!
Mario was not in it, but yes, you were hit at that. Very, very good job. With the final totals there, Stevie.
Scott won, Jen 5.
I mean, Scott.
Oh, Scott, sorry.
She got all 5.
Just one of those days.
I mean, it was
days.
Her day.
One of those days.
I need to stay nice with job. Nice job. Scott, we appreciate you listening and playing the game, buddy. You know what you need to say.
This is Scott from Cleveland. And I did not Trump to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Mandy and Lily.
Yes.
In Woo Woo. Going to play this round of Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. You know what's so odd? Is my wife was just talking about, she said, we need to go apple picking in Worcester.
So what do you?
Apple picking?
Yeah. Where would you go? I don't know where. She said she saw a place that I need to go apple picking in Worcester. Where?
Oh.
Is there apple picking in Worcester?
They have a pumpkin patch out there.
Yeah, we do have a pumpkin patch.
We do.
Yeah, what's the name of the...
They might have apples.
Yes, that's what it is.
What is it?
Ramsire?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
of. That place is awesome. We went there a few years ago with me and Leslie. So much fun.
Do they have apple picking there? It's just a pumpkin patch and a bunch of awesome things to do, right? It's not apple picking.
I don't remember apple picking.
Okay,
so
all right.
I just remember my kids were little and we had to chase them around a lot, so I don't know. It's all a blur from that time.
All I know is
life.
If I go down there, I'm hitting the barn on 585 to eat. That's all I know. That's it. That's all I know.
I mean, fair enough.
You've been there,
no,
Stevie?
You need to come to Longhorn and let me make you a steak.
Longhorn?
Yeah, I'm a steak master at Longhorn. I will cook you a steak.
My goodness.
What?
You know what? Game over. What? I'm getting your details off the phone. You already
Seriously.
Won. That's great. All right, we'll play the game. Longhorn steak.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Listen, if you do that, can I come with you guys?
Longhorn, right there.
I mean, please do. Yeah, I would love to meet you.
We would love to meet you, too.
Absolutely. Forget the barn. I'm going to Longhorn. I'm going to tell my wife there is apple picking in Worcester, even though there isn't, and we're going to go to Longhorn. It's all just happened on air. All right. So ask Jen to leave. We'll go ahead and start the game, which is what we should be doing.
Jen, leave the room, please.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Mandy and Lily.
All right. So let me go over it again. There is apple picking, and we're going to Longhorn. I just want to get my story straight.
Something like that.
Even though she's probably listening. All right, so you know how this game works. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen's out of the room now. She does not participate in this part of the game. She does not listen. It is not for her. It is for you two to answer 5 questions to the best of your ability within the time to limit. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score. When you're done answering, then we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio so she can prepare to answer the same 5 questions. If you answer more correctly, then you've won the game. You're going to get the mug. You're going to be invited in the studio for Redemption Week. If you don't, you lose the game. If it's tie, we go to a tiebreaker question, which Jen loves.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Question number 1. Good luck to both of you. Netflix announced over the weekend it was bringing back its adult animated horror series called Haunted Hotel for a second season. I guess this makes sense that this horror show was renewed just in time for which holiday, which is on October 31st?
Halloween.
Question number 2. Jonas Brothers concert that was set for Friday night had to be rescheduled due to the Minnesota Lynx and Phoenix Mercury WNBA semifinals game. Which team won the series and is heading to the finals? Is it the Lynx or is it Mercury?
Oh, my gosh. Let's say Mercury.
Let's go with the Mercury on that one. Question number 3. Bruce Springsteen surprised the crowd at the New York Film Festival last night by taking the stage after the premiere of his biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. By the way, the film hits theaters in less than a month. It's happening on October 24th. Which actor, known for his role in The Bear and also in the show Shameless, is playing the role of Bruce Springsteen in the biopic?
Jeremy Allen White.
Question number 4.
I love him.
How can you not like him? I would really like to meet him.
I like his hair.
I like his hair a lot, too. I mean, I don't want to say that, but I do like his hair a lot. Mm-hmm. I bet he's great in this. The reviews are great. Bruce Springsteen liked it. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Question number 4. Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco, I also like his hair, are officially, they're officially married. The singer celebrated the big news with her fans on social media, sharing a bunch of behind-the-scenes photos of the big day. Selena Gomez voiced the character Mavis Dracula in which popular animated film series?
Hotel Transylvania.
I think they know the answer to question four. As we move to question number five, Bad Bunny is going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show set to take place February 8th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. That was obviously big news announced yesterday. Now, Bad Bunny collaborated with Cardi B and J Balvin on a 2018 hit single. We're looking for the name of that song.
It's called I Like It.
How did you do? Woo-woo coming through.
Okay, rhyming.
All right. We're going to reveal how you did. Jen has to answer those same five questions next. Mandy and Lily of Woo-woo at Star 102.
Yeah,
Cleveland's feel-good favorites answer five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui back into the studio. How did they do?
Mandy and Lily got five.
What?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are good.
Five.
We're locked in. Come on, Jen. Ooh. You can do it.
That is really good. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how the questions are. And the fact that they're Stevie questions makes me very nervous.
Longhorn open for breakfast? Asking for a friend.
Steak. I mean, they open at 11 if you want to eat breakfast at 11.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Done. Steak and eggs.
Post show, head over.
Post show, let's go. Question number one of five. Same five questions they, you know. Went five for five just a minute ago.
Yeah, familiar. Thank you, Tim.
Question number one. Netflix announced over the weekend that it was bringing back its adult animated horror series called Haunted Hotel for a second season. Well, I guess it makes sense that this horror show was renewed just in time for which holiday on October 31st?
Halloween.
It is Halloween.
Thank you, Tim. That's one down, four to go.
Question number two. Jonas Brothers concert that was set for Friday night had to be rescheduled due to the Minnesota Lynx and Phoenix Mercury WNBA semifinals game. Which team won the series and is heading to the finals? Is it the Lynx or is it the Mercury?
It was the Lynx.
And it was the Mercury.
It was underdog, Jack.
Yeah, Lynx should have gone. Lynx, how
happened? I'm surprised.
Thought the Lynx were going. Liberty's out.
It.
Lynx out.
Can't believe it.
I'm excited for Mercury, though.
Me
we'll see
too.
What happens.
Who's going to win it all?
Mercury or okay. Aces. I don't know.
I mean, you don't know if
or Aces.
No.
Oh, there it's not. Aces are going to win it all. I'm going
to
say it now.
I don't like to pick. I get nervous.
I know you do. I took a little. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
I haven't thought it through yet.
Okay. Aces. Question number three.
Well, I hope.
Bruce Springsteen surprised the crowd at the New York Film Festival last night by taking the stage after the premiere of the biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere. The film hits theaters, by the way, October 24th. Which actor, known for his role in The Bear and also in Shameless, is playing Bruce Springsteen in the biopic?
Jeremy Allen White.
Yes. Do you want to run your hands through his hair? We talked about that when you're out of the studio.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want to do that.
Why, you think it's greasy?
Well, I don't know. I'd have
you
to look
like
at it. No, I do like him.
You don't want
especially
to touch his hair?
Especially after those Calvin Klein ads. She's saying he's so hot. Yeah.
Question number four, Selena Gomez, Betty Blanco, they are officially married. She shared the big news with her fans on social media, shared a bunch of behind-the-scenes photos of the big day. Selena Gomez voiced the character Mavis Dracula in which popular animated film series?
Hotel Transylvania.
It was Hotel Transylvania. As we move to question number five, Bad Bunny going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show.
You say it like he's bad, like he's in trouble. Bad Bunny. Like,
Bad Bunny!
Yes.
Oh, no! Look what you did to the floor!
Yeah.
Like that?
Yes.
Bad Bunny will headline the Super Bowl halftime show set to take place on February 8th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Now, Bad Bunny collaborated with Cardi B and J Balvin on the 2018 hit single. We're looking for the name of that song.
That is Bunnerifica.
It sounds like a festival that never got off the ground.
It does. It was right? Actually
the
came right after Fire Fest.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. No, seriously, it's Bunnerifica. It's going to be great. I don't have a location or anything left yet, but we're going to go. It's called
know.
I Like It.
Oh.
I mean.
Yeah, that's a good song,
they
actually.
They dominated these questions. What
dang
was the
it.
Final total? It was a really.
Yes.
We were just talking about before you got in the room. Like, that's a really good song. Final totals are Stevie.
Mandy and Lily, 5. Jen, 3.
Ah! You guys did it. You trumped me. Good job. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Only one way to celebrate. Mug it, Longhorn.
That's right.
You're going to get that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. Also, you're going to be invited to Studio, which is right up the road from Woo Woo.
Yay!
during Redemption Week, which is in November. Now, tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
We're Mandy and Larry from Worcester, and we just jumped in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.